Now, the rest of the story. Wally was a doctor. He was 22, private practice. But he was about to quit. You'd never guess why. In 1874, folks were disinclined to trust young doctors. Beards were always advisable for that reason. A full bearded doctor inspired confidence in his patients. And Wally couldn't grow a beard. Wally sported no such dignified whiskers. He tried, he simply couldn't grow them. Describing the disadvantages of a youthful appearance, he once wrote, quote, "It is a remarkable fact that a man's success during the first decade depends more upon his beard than upon his brains." But so it was that beardless Wally decided to abandon his private practice. Wally'd been born in Gloucester County, Virginia, the son of a Methodist minister, educated in private schools. He was acknowledged for extraordinary brilliance. At 15, he was prepared to enter the University of Virginia, where he spent 1 year on academics, the second year studying medicine. He received his first MD, age 17. I said he was a doctor by 17. Took him only one more year to earn his second MD, and that one from Bellevue Hospital Medical College. Wally interned at Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn, New York, then served on the Brooklyn Board of Health and the New York City Board of Health. And at the same time, he attempted to establish a private practice. For years, he tried to establish this private practice. But because he was beardless, the young doctor with no patients and not enough patients gave up. So here we have a medical genius, you'd have to say. The University of Virginia's youngest ever MD. And at the tender age of 22, he's turning his back on private practice. Now, there were some other reasons behind his decision. For one thing, a successful general practice in those days depended largely on social connections, personal wealth. Had Wally been wealthy, probably he would have studied the classics in college. He was much more interested in Latin and Greek and literature and philosophy than he ever was in the natural sciences. And yet back then, it was less expensive to be trained in medicine. And there was another reason that Wally was throwing in the towel. It had to do with a young lady named Emily Lawrence. Wally wanted to marry Emily, and yet, unless he could be assured a regular income, there was no point in even asking her. And how was he ever going to earn a regular income as a doctor when he couldn't even grow a beard? A nice, full, imperious, authoritative beard. Then perhaps he would never have had to run off to join the army, to become an army surgeon, then a bacteriologist, then director of the United States Army Commission, which unraveled the mystery of yellow fever. Finally, the distinguished figure for whom the famous Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C., is named. Is that enough of a clue for you? The University of Virginia's youngest ever MD, the peach fuzz physician, who may have missed out on a magnificent private practice by a whisker, was Walter Reed. And now you know the rest of the story.